Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Randy Batson. I'm a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, January 12, 1951, the country learned of the island's response to an outbreak of fowl typhoid. In the years following World War II, as a means of meeting both their revenue needs and their consumption needs, thousands of Barbadians turned to small farming on small lots of land, usually less than 10 acres. One of the more popular types of small farming was the rearing of poultry. However, this activity was threatened in 1950 when fowl typhoid, a disease caused by a specific type of bacteria, began spreading throughout the local poultry population. The disease was passed via bird-to-bird contact and in bird droppings, and investigations conducted by local health authorities revealed that an infected source, which was not identified by the newspaper report, was ground zero for the disease. Apparently, the spread was made easier by the increased purchase of poultry from that source that took place around Christmas. The outbreak occurred even as authorities posted notices in the local press at the end of November and into early December 1950, warning farmers to implement measures to curtail the movement of the disease through the poultry population. To make matters worse, another disease, fowl cholera, was also on the rise, made easier by having the same route of transmission as fowl typhoid. The authorities were reported to be actively engaged in looking for a vaccine for both diseases, but in the meantime, they issued guidelines to the farming population as a way of controlling the spread of the diseases. Among them was a warning to avoid introducing new birds to their premises until the ongoing outbreak had subsided. Farmers were also told to thoroughly clean their poultry houses and to ensure that feeding and water troughs were kept free of droppings. They were also asked to apply some small amounts of disinfectant to the birds' drinking water. There was optimism that even if a vaccine was not found, following the guidelines would bring the outbreak under control sooner rather than later.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.